So I'm Elmir. I was born and raised in Soviet Union. So I moved to Canada in 2012. So it's 11 years now. I'm happy. That's my new home. And I'm not saying it because we talk about belonging. I just felt like I don't belong to Azerbaijan. I kind of that feeling it for a while. That's from my teenage things. And somehow it was in my head that one day I'm moving out. So the only thing I regret, I didn't move out earlier because I moved to Canada when I hit 40, right? So I'm 50 plus now. So, and the only thing I regret, just I should have moved here when I was younger.
Yeah. What made you pick Canada, can I ask?
I tried. My school is from UK. I spent a lot of time in England, so that was my university. I tried staying there, and then it didn't go anywhere because the immigration process, getting PR and things, it's hard. And I start researching, and it feels like this. My choice was between certain countries that takes a lot of immigrants. Well, obviously, Canada, one of them. The system was more straightforward and clear to me how to obtain all those things. What I, it's kind of at least I could follow steps exactly. I followed them, and I'm here.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. And so here, what is it that you do?
I work with immigrants like myself, with different type of immigrants. Refugees, skilled immigrants, whatever. So any type. I like the term newcomers overall, right? Because not everyone likes to think immigrants. So newcomers can be any category. It's more inclusive to me, right? Yeah, I work with. I'm happy here. That's kind of very international community I work with. The good thing about we talked about earlier about you said you can. This is about me as an individual, but I don't know if it's a good thing or not thing. I'm part of culture I was brought. A job is big part of our identity. So that's why talking about me not related to immigrant services right now where I work, it's impossible to separate.
Yeah, and I don't think the whole like I don't think I'm trying to say like separate yourself from your job. It's what I mean is like you can bring your whole self to this
I know what you're saying exactly,
conversation.
and I'm more like meant to say, even if I want to separate,
Yeah, you
there is no
can't.
way to separate, which is in a way good because it means it's kind of I'm happy with what I'm doing. It's part of me, right? It's kind of.
Yeah, did you always want to work with people?
I always worked with people and I like working with people. So I'm just more like, yeah, I don't like sitting in front of documents and working, though I have to do it some days. However, all my life I worked with people and just interacting with people. I think that's one of my strengths, talking to people,
Oh yeah.
communicating. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's how
that's
I know.
great. I feel that way. I feel like that's what brings me the most joy as well as talking to different people. And I'm curious about, this question that we're asking about belonging and if we can like paint a picture. Maybe physically, maybe verbally, about what belonging look, feel, smell, taste, or sounds like for you. Like when I talk about belonging, is there a specific memory or moment where you felt that sense?
I don't know. Honestly, it's so tough one. It's all about feelings, like making connections. It's all about how you feel connected to people. Let's say if we talk about context of me moving here, how easy or how difficult I talk and connect with other people, how I am accepted, right? How I to react to different opinions about do I belong here, not belong here, right? It's ups and downs. It's a lot about, I don't know, sometimes some questions related to belonging, like even simple things, where are you from, is a very good question to ask, and I do ask myself, but sometimes it irritates me. I think that's why I'm saying it's about feeling. If I feel why that person is asking, then I don't mind answering, and sometimes I just want to say, I'm not answering that question, right? I don't know. I think we have, It's all about feelings and your comfort level in some place. So do you belong mm-hmm. here or not? It's also very individual. As I said, I never feel belong to where I was born and raised. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like, I'll be honest, sometimes I feel like I don't belong anywhere. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of those things that people don't belong anywhere. It's not like I go back or you go back to India and you belong there, right? Mm-hmm. No, I don't even have that. Which is be bad, because there I'm foreigner too, because people think I behave weird, I don't behave culturally appropriate way that we all do. Mm-hmm. I have to put in a different opinions of something. Azerbaijan is a very close culture in terms of like socially closed. It's not like,
Yeah, there's so much I want to respond to, but maybe the first thing I'll respond to is the where are you question. And I think I feel that way too. Oh, not where are you from question, which is like, it depends on, for me, it depends on who's asking the question. So if it's someone like, and also like you're saying, intent of why are you asking me where I'm from? Why do you want to know? So you can put me in a box and like categorize me somehow or make sense of me in from that context perspective. And then that's always followed up by, for me, usually it's like, oh, no way. Like, but you don't look Indian. Or
that irritates me, those type of thing, right? So define me Indian, so right?
Or like, your English is so good, and I'm like, yeah, I have a lot of privilege, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't, one of the, sorry for interrupting, probably, and one of the way these days people think it's better to ask, it's where is your accent from, so to exclude belonging in terms of you're not from here, because where are you from, it's worse than where is your accent from. For me, it's the other way around. Where is your accent from sounds more awful to me than that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I also, but I understand. I mean, I always use, when I have bad feeling or something, I always use brain, right? It's just saying that, okay, calm down, this is the thing. And I always, my answer in my brain for that, it's nothing bad with that. Honestly, I have a lot of, usually when I saw a person, I also have in my mind to that question, where this person from originally. I don't ask if it's not in the right moment or in the right context. I don't. I know. Yeah. I know not to ask it. However, it naturally comes, right? So that I was seeing you, I was thinking, oh, it's interesting where you are from, right? It's just to know you better, but I would never ask until you bring it up yourself.
Like, I asked you right away.
But because it's part of the interview and part of the belonging thing, of course, right? Because we met earlier, you never asked me.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, it's okay to ask, because I justify it in a way, do I have that question in my mind? Yes. So it's okay if someone asks.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, for me, it's more like, I think, intention.
For me, it's about connection, right? I'm asking not because I want to exclude you or like categorize you. I'm asking because I'm like, oh, how are we related? Like, how are we in relation to each other?
I know.
It
can bring you together, but it can separate apart. Because you're from India, that's great. And then they said, oh, you don't look like Indian. That will put me like this right away.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's like what you say after.
What do you mean? I mean, what's Indian? And I'm also, I don't know. It's different. It's just intentions and the way you ask, the right context, who is asking. I love the way someone asked me randomly one time. I think that's my favorite way of finding where are you from, really. It's where you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't exclude you. Because some people say, I'm born in Alberta, Calgary, or something like that, right? Because I'm not excluding. I'm just asking where you, do you know? That's the thing. Where you were born, it's the best question to me. Some people say no, and they have 10,000 arguments. Why not? But for me, it's the least offensive.
I think it's interesting because like the where are you from question alludes to a sense of belonging. Right, whereas the where are you born question maybe doesn't. Like, you're from there, so you represent
that,
as opposed to where were you born, which is more of like a fact of life.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the least offensive question, because everyone born somewhere, right? And some people say, you don't exclude. This kind of question relate to anyone, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I know.
I also want to go back, we were talking a little bit about, I don't remember what context, but we were talking about language and how that plays a role as well. It's like,
that plays a huge role. And I think, I don't know if ever anyone brought, if you have ever heard this, I don't know, even I have a tough time explaining. I always talk to with my partner about that topic. Language is the most important identifier of your identity, if this is the right thing. And language, what language you speak, what is your accent or something? Because if you are from, let me use your example. If you're from India and talking no accent English like that guy mentioned, just because you brought it up, and if you're Indian who speaks good English but with very heavy India accent, right? That identifies a lot right away. People like you're just labeled right away, right? And I'm always saying sometimes I have a lot of Asian people. I live in Richmond. I work here with a lot of Asian people. And I have Asian people who are third or second generation. They have not even talking language or something, just they look Asian. And because English first language, no accents or something, sometimes you just stop seeing them Asian. Right? And if I say white Caucasian, Canadian, and they go there. And then if someone speaks with Chinese accent, you said, okay, this is Asian. I said, oops, hold on. Why do I'm saying? You know what I mean? I don't know if it makes sense. Language, accent, the way you know
It
things.
identifies you as other in some way.
Exactly. And because if you start like having simple conversation and then accent, anyway, it's kind of so interesting that person the same look but speak with accent or without accent, even if you
Changes
just
your perception of
changes
them.
anyone's perception. Maybe if I go and speak without accent with clear English, no one will ask me where I'm from,
Yeah,
right? Because
that's
from my
true.
accent you feel like this is someone from here, especially if you speak local accent and idioms, I don't know, Canadian English or something like that. I think language is a big identifier, rather more than the way you look. And more than the way you, I don't know, anything else, or you behave, or eat, or anything, but it's a language.
First, let me ask, how many languages do you speak?
I speak four languages.
Okay, what are they?
I speak my mother tongue, Azerbaijani, which is Turkish-based language, but Turkish is still different. You have to learn it. So if second one is Turkish, but they're very, I don't know, maybe the like analogy will be Spanish-Portuguese kind of thing. If you know one, you can get along with others, but you have to learn. Russian is my comfortable language because that's where I went to school. That's the language I read, I think, I talk
That's
at
interesting
home.
that you think in that language. That's also
Yeah, because I read, that's my school, that's my childhood, though, and English.
But so when we think about that question of like look, feel, taste, touch, sound, well, I guess we're talking about sound a little bit. We're talking about language and how it
Language accents,
sounds.
yes, sounds are.
You were talking earlier about buckwheat. Can you share a little bit about that and food and
Buckwheat,
culture?
if I spell it right.
You can also
I don't know if
try.
there is a K here or
There
not.
might
I
be.
forgot.
It doesn't
Might be K.
matter.
Yeah, it's a grain we eat. It's kind of yeah. It's kind of food. Food is a big thing also, right? It's identified what to eat. But I'm easy. I mean, I can eat anything. The funny thing when I travel somewhere even closer to something to my food, I miss what I'm eating here
Oh,
now.
interesting.
I'm very clean eater, right? I don't, because some cultures mixing spices things. I'm not. I just if I add something, I add one spice because I
Oh,
want to.
what?
Yeah, no,
You would
because
not
I
survive
want.
in India.
No, it gives me a lot of mixed feelings because it just I want to taste what it is, right? If it's cinnamon, it should be cinnamon. If it's turmeric, it should be turmeric. If you
Oh,
mix them up,
interesting.
sometimes it's okay, but I want to see if, what the spices in my mouth. So I'm cleaner. Turmeric we use a lot in my culture in Azerbaijan, but my favorite spice is cinnamon and cardamom, probably those two things I love. Yeah, I don't know. I like that clean taste of
A
just
single
buckwheat,
spice.
salt and pepper, buckwheat. I'm happy. I'm very careful in what I'm eating in terms of volumes and things like that.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's not necessarily my favorite things to do, but age wise and your body define it differently. Yeah, food is good. I love eating. I enjoy food. When I travel a lot. When I travel, I always go and look, in addition to places to visit, what I'm going to eat and
Eat,
the national food of these things, and try make a list and try not to miss things. Yeah, so food is a big something I enjoy, but But I don't miss, it's, some people say I miss Azerbaijani food or something. I don't. I cook it at home. It doesn't taste the same.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, for me, it's like I cook Indian food at home. It doesn't taste the same, but that's only because my mom is not cooking it. For example,
oh, yeah.
Right? It's like the effort of doing all of this stuff yourself makes it taste less good.
Yeah,
the care of like somebody cooking for you is what, for me, feels like home and a sense of belonging.
Yeah. People ask me, do you miss Azerbaijan? And my answer is no.
Mm.
So sometimes I'm suspicious that this is a bad thing. But I'll be honest, I don't.
I'm
happy
so.
In here in terms of I don't. I eat. I miss my family or something which are in, lives in the U.S. All my family live in the U.S., so I don't have anyone in there. Maybe that's a reason.
Oh, yeah.
So if I want to see my sister, my mom, and things, I go to U.S.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just happy here. If I meet friends who live there, we find a travel together place that we both traveled in Europe somewhere. Or yeah, I don't know.
It's not bad. To,
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking something wrong with me. I don't mean my own born and raised
no,
place.
No, I feel like there's like a loss in a. There is a sense of loss, right? There is like. Even that sense of, like, I don't belong somewhere.
Yeah, you are.
Like, I don't feel like I fully belong in India, but I don't feel like I fully belong here either. So there's, like, and also, like, when you move, it's, like, that fluidity, like, it goes with you, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's all about you feel where you're surrounded. I totally 100% belong into this organization as a worker. That's without no
that's
problem because I probably that was comforting me because it's so much mixed international. No one ever questions, am I from here? No, not from here. Do I belong here? Not here. Or do I speak language? Or do I do mistakes? Do I do accents or whatever? No one cares because many people do.
Yeah.
Maybe that's comforting me, and that's the thing. I mean, all my life I was doing way more in my career than what I'm doing here, but I don't want to change that.
Well, I think
people keep saying that, why you don't change that? Why you don't go there? There isn't a position there. So, no, I'm okay in here, I feel. But I'm seeing from my friends, if I step out to, let's say, if I'm the only one who is immigrants working with other people who are born and raised here, maybe I'll feel different. You know what I mean?
I think for, like, if I can make a guess, I would say there's like that. You've had similar experiences as the people that are in and out of these spaces, and you all have similar values as well, right?
Yeah,
probably. So maybe that's part of it.
People understand like less questions and things like that. It's an international
community
in here we have, which is I'm happy about.
Yeah.
I live, my living place also very mixed from the, also I live with a lot of immigrants in my building. I live in Richmond. Even the place I live don't questions me much. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. But maybe also since you're talking about place, maybe we could talk about the land and what you feel your relationship to this land is.
To this land, to question. If I think of land as land.
Yeah.
That land is feeding me.
Yeah.
Land is... I'm building my home in land from scratch. This is I don't have that feeling because we never had land. I was born and raised in an urban place.
Yeah.
Land for me, it's very rural thing, something like that. Right? So I never do anything related to land. Land for me is the only thing, example I can think, I know maybe that will be funny, but land for me is also just my pot plants that I go and bring soil and just do a lot of my balcony thing.
That's fair.
If this is physical, you mean land. But if you think about land, this is my land. You came as guests.
Yeah.
And you forced us or you did all those awful things. The good thing what I like about my approach to anything, especially this topic of indigenous lands and thing, is I'm trying to learn always. Right, I know it way more than I knew at the beginning. Now I know even the question, where are you from? If I meet indigenous people, I always ask, what, where do you belong? Right, are you Cree or where are you from? So that's question, and they're usually like answering that question. Right? Yeah, if that one, it's just more like still educating ourselves, and I'm super careful not just saying anything.
And so I think this also leads me to my next question, which is like, what do you think our responsibility is for being here? Like, what does it mean to be good guests on this land? Like you're saying, learning and like being
Learning,
mindful of what you're saying.
being mindful, learning,
Yeah.
respecting things, not forcing. Maybe, I don't know if this is the word, not forcing your own agenda in terms of not imposing something that's strong things. I do understand all this progress. People say move away from ranks, all these technology things. It's very much related, like a modern lifestyle and things like that. I don't know. If you learn, if you show interest, and you try to involve and understand what's going on, I think you'll be okay. And you have to demonstrate it.
Yeah,
That
actions.
with the people that, yes, I'm trying to learn and these things. So if I travel within Canada anywhere, the first thing I look where this land belongs, really. So I'm traveling a lot, as I said, even within Canada. So I go to, my goal is to go to all provinces. I've been to many. Right, so when I was going to Manitoba, Saskatchewan, or something, I tried to see what are the names. Yeah, just educating yourself and learning.
Yeah, I think so. I think
And
that's
finding
important.
those things, right? That, yeah, because sometimes you're just coming to a gathering or event or something, doing land acknowledgement, it means nothing to me if you don't really demonstrate it more than that.
Yeah.
Just saying it for the sake of saying it happens also a lot. Like these protocols in there that I have to know. Just showing an interest and learning. And there is always connecting points, right? What's first, we talk about food, what's First Nation food? If
Yeah.
you're a foodie,
Yeah.
right? What's the music? So let's do that. There is always connecting points. If you're not interested in too much history or something, going deep into the thing and learning. But those drawings, totems, and I know there is always something that you find to be connected.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like I think not lots of people do that, whereas like when you're traveling, you're not really thinking about whose land you're
I
visiting.
do.
Yeah,
I do. Somehow
that's
it
really
just
good.
comes naturally. Just, oh, let me see what's who lived in here before and what's the names. And
Yeah.
you even try to go around and ask, how do you pronounce it? How do you
Yeah,
pronounce
yeah.
it?
That's great.
I'm also lucky that, well, that's one more advantage being at ISS, because we are, as an organization, was giving a lot of opportunities to learn, right? So we had a lot of people from elderly community, from indigenous community, who brings all this wisdom, knowledge, tells us things, tells. So at every event we have someone who will just start the meet. Even those little things, it just it's not that I'm somewhere and I have to go and search myself. It's just there. It's natural, you have to learn. It's there, just learn. You know what I mean? It's kind of, you don't have to do anything, just pay attention and really your willingness to learn.
Pay attention, yeah.
And attitude toward the whole thing.
Yeah. My last question I think we talked about, but I can maybe pose it again, which is like, how does the past or like our future sense of where we might belong affect this present moment? Like if we think about moving through space and time and we think about belonging and relation, is there something that comes up for you? And if not, that's also fine.
As it's coming back to point, where do I belong? Right? Do I miss? I find it. I don't know. Just someone asking me. I don't know. You said earlier in your introduction, we don't know where you don't know where your life will take you and where you will live in future. It feels like I have it in my hand. I want to live here and retire here and just die here. Really, that's I don't have this thing. Probably that's a sense of I belong in here. I love BC. Nothing beats Vancouver to me.
Oh, that's great.
Wherever I travel, the most beautiful places, right? And the thing.
Yeah, I think that definitely, it doesn't hurt that it looks like this beautiful
To me, no. To me, no.
outside.
It physically also, it's important for us. It physically also fits me. I like cold. I don't like hot climate. I don't like
Yeah, same.
Things like those. So I just prefer this one. The rain, gloominess, flood, all those getting dark early, it doesn't affect me at all.
Okay. Well, lucky you.
My mood doesn't depend on that. Should other way around. I go home, it's already dark. I feel more calm. Put on my candles. Put on my music.
That's interesting. So I think there's something around ritual and like creating that sense of home for yourself around candles.
I love my home.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what are the practices?
I love my home. I don't live alone. As part of my introduction, I have to say I live with my partner here. Mm-hmm. So we are together for 16, 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we got married in Canada, though, about 7, 8 years ago. So it's home to us. Even though I don't own that place, I'm still renting for a long time now. So just that home, that is our stuff. This is our... We like spending a lot of time at home. Cook, listen to our music, read, watch movies, things like that. So home is a big thing. Sometimes I just run home.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, dark is even better to me. Right? Mm. Because when you come home, it's still light. You just don't feel like you have to go somewhere, you have to do something. The dark, it means I'm home now. I don't have to do much, right? I have to stay home. And then you think of activities at home. So you spend more time at home, which is good. I love smells. So smell is a big identifier of me also.
Okay. Like what smell?
Anything like incense, candle smell, smell
mm-hmm.
of...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, sprays, colognes, food,
cinema.
Any smell makes my mood.
Mm. And what are you listening to when you go home? What kind of music are you listening to?
Mixed, very mixed. I listen to a lot of Russian music, Turkish music,
okay.
some Canadian music, English music. Very mixed. I don't have favorite, like one type of thing. All moods. I like classical music also, just quiet when
mm-hmm.
it's kind of in the background. Someone
mm-hmm.
playing piano.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite artists, I mean, I like singers and things like that I listen, but mainly they're mainly Russian, maybe most, just because I was brought up, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, do you have any questions for me?
About anything?
Anything. Yeah, I've asked you so many questions. And
I don't know. It feels like we had good conversation. I didn't do much drawing.
Well, you still can. you still have some time if you wanted to draw something.
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea how to draw belonging.
Yeah.
Someone, as I
like,
said, belonging.
You know, but you were talking about candles in the nighttime. Like, I feel like that the environment that you set up for your home, like those are all images that you feel connected to, right?
Yeah. The nature is a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way, that's why probably I like it here, the way it's looked like a lot of like mountains, trees or something. That's what I like. That's my first identifier. Even as simple, I don't care how is, when I travel, how is my hotel or something small, big, as long as it has a view, I view from my window and it's something good, even if it's like a trees or park, that makes my mood. Right, so what I like about my favorite time is fall, right? So all those different colors like this. So when I look out of my window, it's red, orange, yellow, green, all those things. I like mixture of colors.